Let's have a little fun this morning, shall we? Whoa, land. Now, I get it. The majority of Americans have way more concerns about inflation right now than they do their taxes, 81% to be exact. But many people are willing to do whatever it takes to never go through another tax day again. So according to the latest survey from WalletHub, Americans would rather clean prison toilets than deal with the IRS. Yeah, sounds about right. To talk about it, we turn to Bruce Wiley, CPA and tax expert. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am fascinated by this survey. Again, like I said, conducted by WalletHub. It actually has revealed that 1 in 7 people would name their child taxes, and 1 in 10 would clean prison toilets for 3 years for a tax-free future. What do you think of these findings? Do people hate the IRS that much?
Well, they hate the IRS, but they got to remember that their elected Congress people are the one giving the IRS the rules and the walking orders. So
Good point. Don't
pretend that they didn't have something to do with it. You know, it adds a little bit of levity to a really serious topic that most people don't ever want to talk about. It was a funny survey.
Yeah, I thought so too when it popped up in my news feed. What is then perhaps a better, more positive way to look at one of the most dreaded times of the year, aka tax season?
Well, I don't know if you can put, you know, too much of a positive spin on it, but I've been doing tax work for, you know, 30 plus years, and the reality of it is procrastination doesn't make it go away, and sometimes it's better just to get it done and, and know what you're facing. And there's probably more people out there that need to have somebody help them with their taxes than they realize, because candidly, you know, I'm in it for an occupation, but it takes me, you know, I can't, you know, 120, 160 hours a year to keep up with all the changes that the IRS is in Congress are enacting every year. So I can't imagine how the average person can keep up with that and make sure they're getting all the deductions they're entitled to.
You know, you bring up a good point. You just said it. You've been doing this for over 30 years. And, you know, there was a time when the vast majority of Americans did their own taxes. But you just brought up a really good point that tax laws keep changing and the forms are always so challenging to fill out. So do you think that Americans should hire a pro, or are they good to go doing them on their own?
You know, a lot of Americans can do it on their own if they just have W-2s, some bank interest, you know, that sort of kind of complexity level. But I tell you, even having kids anymore is complicated.
Yeah.
And the education stuff that's available. And so there's just a lot of it's painful. And I know that the online filing services are adding professionals to the mix that you can talk to make sure you're getting everything that you need to. I just want people to take the time to, you know, don't wait till the last minute, rush, make a mistake, leads to letters from the IRS that causes, you know, your heart to race and it causes stress in your life. And right now our lives are dealing with other things and too much stress anyway.
Yeah, they're stressful enough. I actually do our taxes in my home, and I say every year, next year we're hiring a CPA. Next year we're hiring someone else to do this for us. Particularly when online gambling became a legal thing here in Indiana, that all opened up a whole new challenging, you know, form for me. Do you see many Americans still doing their own taxes?
Well, you know, I'm in the business of doing taxes for people, so
You don't see those people.
we don't see those people. And candidly, I don't even do my own taxes. I mean, I have my team do my taxes because sometimes you're just too close to the situation and you need to have another set of eyes on it.
Amen to that. Well, Bruce, I appreciate you trying to help us bring a little bit of levity to such a dreaded time of year. You have a good one. Best of luck with tax season here.
Thanks much.
Hey, that's Bruce Wiley, CPA and tax expert. I don't know. I'm trying to sit here and decide internally, Michael McIntyre, if I would be willing to clean prison toilets instead of dealing with my taxes.
Kayla, I would rather sit in Atlanta traffic for eternity with an ex-girlfriend than do my taxes.
I don't know about that. What news time? It's 8:15. I think I'd rather deal with my taxes. Coming up, Michael McIntyre, he stands right there. He's got the top three things you need to know next.
Podcasts by Federated Media.